Welcome to the My Virtual HR Radio Show with your host, Robert Redden. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support for smaller businesses in England and Wales.
Hello. In today's show, I will be talking about how to investigate a grievance. But before getting into detail about how to do that, I want to say a few words about My Virtual HR. My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk, is a membership website providing affordable, outsourced HR support for smaller businesses. Members have access to over 200 pages of premium content organized into a convenient A to Z format. There are also answers to frequently asked HR questions, breaking news section, articles, videos, key employment data, and much more. New content is continuously being added. Membership is from less than 24 pence a day. Members can also buy employment contracts, employee handbooks, template letters, HR forms, and HR consultancy, all at affordable prices. What is a grievance? A grievance is a complaint an employee has about the company in respect of a duty the company owes to them as a worker. As an employer, you should bear in mind that for most employees, it takes quite a bit of courage to raise a formal grievance, and that they will only do so when the informal methods of resolution have failed. In most cases, that means by the time you receive a formal grievance, the matter has become even more important to the employee, and that they have tried, without success, to resolve it informally. Although it should be made in writing, a formal grievance need not be raised by the employee themselves. A third party can do it on their behalf, including somebody outside of the company, such as a relative, a legal representative, or a trade union official. Furthermore, they do not need to use the word grievance as long as it is clear from the context that a grievance is being raised. If you are in any doubt, err on the side of caution and treat the communication as raising a grievance. Also, it is not uncommon for a grievance to be raised verbally during a disciplinary investigation. I talked about how to investigate a disciplinary complaint in last week's show. What matters most to an employee is that their grievance is treated seriously. The principles underlying grievance investigations are 1. To conduct a reasonable investigation. 2. To progress the investigation promptly, fairly, impartially, and thoroughly. And 3. To ensure that appropriate confidentiality is maintained at all stages of the investigation. These principles are contained in the ACAS Code of Practice on Discipline and Grievance and the ACAS Guide on Conducting Workplace Investigations, both of which can be downloaded from the Downloads page in the Members area of our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. You will also need to refer to the grievance procedure set out in your company's employee handbook.
You're listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show.
What then are the steps you need to take when investigating a grievance? I think there are 5, and they are these. Step 1. Acknowledge the grievance in writing and invite the aggrieved employee to a meeting with you in which they can further explain their grievance. Step 2 is to meet with the aggrieved employee. The aggrieved employee has the right to be accompanied at this meeting by a colleague or a trade union representative. As the investigating manager, you must clearly identify the issues, consider the type of evidence required, and document it in a systematic way. Ask questions of the aggrieved employee and record their responses. The use of a note taker is advisable to ensure an accurate record of the meeting. Inform the employee that they will be sent a record of the meeting and ask them to sign it as an accurate record. They should also be informed that they may be recalled to obtain further clarification. At the conclusion of the meeting, inform the employee that their grievance will be investigated and that they will be informed in writing of the results of the investigation and what action the company proposes to take or has already taken in response to the grievance. Step 3 is to investigate the grievance. This may involve interviewing other employees or workers and, where necessary, obtaining a statement from them. Witnesses should be interviewed separately and a record of the meeting made by a note taker. Send each witness a copy of their statement and ask them to sign it as an accurate record. They should also be informed that they may be recalled to obtain further clarification. Step 4 is to prepare a fair and balanced report of the investigation, to which you should append the record of the meeting with the aggrieved employee and copies of all witness statements. On the basis of the evidence, your report will conclude that either the grievance has not been made out and no further action is proposed, or that the grievance has been made out and you make a recommendation about what, if any, further action should be taken in response to the grievance. The company should then determine what, if any, action it will take, or confirm the action already taken to resolve the grievance. Step 5 is to inform the employee of the company's decision on their grievance and, if required, what action will be taken or has already been taken to resolve the grievance. This information should be given in writing or confirmed in writing if you have imparted it to the employee verbally. The employee should be informed that they have a right of appeal if he or she is not satisfied that the grievance has been resolved. My Virtual HR provides a pack of forms and template letters that may be used when investigating a grievance. The pack of forms and template letters is available from the members area of our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. There you have the key steps to take in investigating a grievance. An essential part of each investigation is that it is reasonable and is conducted fairly, impartially, and promptly, and is fully documented. This gives the employee comfort in knowing that the company has treated their grievance seriously, even if the outcome is not quite what they had hoped for. The notes of today's show are available on our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. I'm Robert Reddin. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next show.
You have been listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show. Today's show was written and presented by Robert Reddin. Music was by Kevin MacLeod. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support. For more information, visit our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk.